say if you took a ladder and crawled up to it, you'd say I crawled up onto the...
roof.
Okay. And, you know those little things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
That's a gutter.
Okay. And like on your house where the house and the L come together, you know, and you have that low place.
What is that gutter you see yonder? That's where the water here, you live and you see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
It goes all the way across there, from one side to the other.
So that's something that's built?
Something to build, that keep the water from coming down in the lower.
Yeah, that you hang on there.
Yes. On there with wire and nails and everything else. Yeah, but it's smoke trunk.
And, you know, in some houses you have a little room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof. Do you know what that's called? Do you know what
I don't. It's got to be attic.
Okay. And, have you ever seen different kinds of kitchens, like kitchens built separate from the rest of the house?
That's what I got right here. This don't go to join to the house.
Huh?
This kitchen don't join the house. Don't you see the breezeway between it there? It don't join it.
Hmm.
No.
I didn't realize that.
Sure don't.
You mean you have to go on this porch to get to the rest of the house?
Yeah, go right on through there.
Mm-hmm.
And around there, you go out in the yard on this other porch. Right there.
Was this, this porch always covered?
Yeah.
So you never just had an open area?
No.
From the kitchen to the...
Mm-mm. Not since I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I moved here this last time, from right here all the way back, I built, put that breezeway there, and come on around and built the bathroom and another screen porch around there. So, mm-hmm. But I sank it around and wash all my vegetables, get her in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my freezer around there. That's a good place to put it.
Yeah, I saw that freezer.
And, well, this big old refrigerator has got a freezer, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got too much in it.
Have you ever heard the kitchen called anything else, like called the cook room? Or?
Yeah, I've heard them called cook rooms, and I've heard them, you know, when they're divided, one's a dining room, one's a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
But this is not divided. We use it all together.
Mm-hmm. And in some houses, you know, you'd have a little room built off the kitchen where you'd...
call a pantry.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have it.
When you were little, where did you store your canned goods and things?
Right in the kitchen.
In what? Did you have
them? Well, most of the time you bought them in the can, because then there wasn't no freezer. Once in a while, they would put up pickles in jars,
mm-hmm.
and tomatoes in jars, peas, and, well, they got to where they would put beans and peas, too, in jars,
mm-hmm.
tomatoes. But then the long time for it got to be a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a freezer till I come back out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of having a piece of furniture?
Get away from this.
A piece of furniture being used to put your canned goods in? A safe or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. They call them a cupboard. Build them out on the trees, you know, put milk in. And a lot of times they put canned goods in there, like jars of stuff.
Uh-huh. They call those a cupboard?
Well, I think so.
Uh-huh. And it'd be just built outside?
Just built out on the tree.
I see. And, say, if you had one room maybe that you used to store just odds and ends in, things that you didn't know what to do with, what might you call the place where you keep those?
Well, I don't have it, but I have the outside house way out yonder where I store that stuff in.
Uh-huh.
We've got a little red house out there. We got everything in it that we don't need. We've got it out there.
Yeah.
I even got a bed stood up in it. Three feather beds on it. Nobody won't sleep on them, so it's out there.
Feather beds?
No, feather beds. You ever seen geese?
Uh-huh.
Well, you pick them feathers off and make a bed. And way back in my girlhood, everybody had a feather bed. Now, that's something else to sleep on. They didn't have all these innerspring mattresses and mm-hmm. things like that.
Seems like it'd be really soft.
It is soft.